Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
This Week in America, welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the program today. You know, there was a time in the not-so-distant past where people needed to take a probiotic supplement daily or digestive enzymes because there were always homemade jars of pickled vegetables such as cucumbers, cabbage, beets, onions in American kitchens, so they really didn't have to do that. It was a way to preserve the bounty of the season, making sure extra vegetables didn't go to waste, and assured that tangy condiments were always on hand. In America and Europe, cucumber, pickles, and sauerkraut are two of the most popular fermented vegetables. Fermented veggies can also be found in other cultures around the world. Well, our guest on today's program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, will share her vast knowledge of the healing power of probiotics, fermented vegetables, and digestive enzymes, how they revitalize your body, why we should incorporate them into our diets. You'll be inspired and motivated to upgrade your diet with fermented veggies and probiotics. Welcome back to the program, world-renowned author, motivational speaker, and health consultant, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Welcome back to the program.
Hi, Rick, and I'm so excited about this topic today, an aspect of health that people don't know a lot about, and it can literally change your life for the better within 24 hours.
You know, it's interesting. I was familiar with probiotics, but only from 60-second commercials and really had no idea what it was they were trying to sell us. What exactly is a probiotic, and how do they function in the body?
Yeah, all right. So briefly, because I could talk about this all day, when we think of bacteria, we tend to associate these microorganisms with pathogenic or infectious outcomes, but not all bacteria are created equal. And some strains, of course, of bacteria like E. coli are the bad guys, while other strains like Acidophilus are the good guys. And the latter, the L. acidophilus, are known as probiotics or friendly bacteria or microflora. And when you consume probiotics in the diet every day in a supplement form or a food form, they help keep our digestive and immune systems running smoothly. And again, I'll do this very briefly. There's a balance of bacteria in the gut, and it can be disturbed due to a number of factors like your diet, disease, stress, chemotherapy, medications. For example, Rick, if you take lots of antibiotics and you take them more long-term, they can knock out most of the good beneficial flora, setting up a stage for a proliferation of competing and possibly disease-causing organisms. In your gut, there are, in your GI tract, you have pathogenic organisms. They're always present, but you also have healthy, beneficial bacteria that we want to outnumber the potentially harmful bacteria. The ratio is 85% helpful bacteria to 15% harmful. But when the beneficial and harmful bacteria levels become imbalanced, this is referred to as dysbiosis, and it can lead to all kinds of episodes of digestive distress in the short term and in the long term, you know, irritable bowel syndrome and even deadly conditions in the body. So it's important to keep a balance of the friendly bacteria in our body.
You know, it's interesting because I would not put friendly and bacteria together. I have this negative connotation when you're talking about bacteria. Friendly bacteria, what destroys that? And how do we know when our body really needs probiotics or friendly bacteria?
All right. So these are the specific things that can destroy the friendly bacteria. Your diet, if you have lots of foods that are high in sugar, because a good start would be to avoid processed foods, refined sugars, high fructose corn syrup. You know, it's the first building block of a healthy gut is to avoid sugars because they promote the bad bacteria, candida yeast growth, and, you know, even personal hygiene products that maybe women use. House cleaners, environmental pollution like water, air, additives, preservatives, heavy metals, GMOs, these can all disrupt the balance of bacteria in the gut and create havoc in your body.
All of this information we're talking about in the program today, you'll find at Dr. Susan's website, which is very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. You can link on directly, of course, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you go to Susan's website, it's like having a holistic health app. You can sign up for the newsletter there. It takes about 10 seconds, and we'll give you some great information. The only place where you'll find that information, by the way, is on our website. So all the information we're talking about and so much more at the website, SusanSmithJones.com. I mentioned probiotics. As I'm looking into this for the program, I'm seeing prebiotics, and I'm really not familiar with that term. Exactly what is that?
Yeah, it's a little different than a probiotic. Prebiotics are non-digestible food ingredients like fiber foods that promotes the growth of these friendly, the beneficial microorganisms in the intestines, and they stimulate the growth of the advantageous friendly bacteria, like the pectins, the beta-glucans. But to make it really practical, here are some foods that are the best prebiotic foods, and most of them are raw. Raw garlic, leeks, onions, asparagus, Jerusalem artichoke, chicory root, even raw wheat bran, raw bananas, and even cooked whole wheat flour. These are all good sources of a prebiotic that help work with the probiotics to keep that good balance in the GI tract.
Are there symptoms that we should be aware of that may indicate we need a probiotic, a prebiotic, a healthy bacteria?
Well, if you're always having indigestion after you eat, lots of gas, bloating, cramps, if you have a hard time losing weight, if you have constant allergies, if your skin doesn't look good, if you get urinary tract and vaginal infections for the women, if you're often depressed and anxious, if you get frequent headaches. Now everyone's checking off the list here.
Exactly.
These are all signs that probably you're not getting good probiotic and that good balance of friendly bacteria. And there is even such a connection between the brain and the gut that most people don't know about. It's not fully appreciated. And so often I hear from my clients, patients, that they never felt depressed or anxious until they started experiencing problems in their gut. And, you know, there's a relationship between the gut and your cortex activity. In other words, our gut literally serves as a second brain and even produces more of the neurotransmitter serotonin. So the bottom line of all of this, Rick, is this is one of the most important aspects of being healthy, is to have either fermented veggies in your diet or take a good probiotic supplement each day, or do what I do. I do both of those. I have fermented veggies and some form of fermented food every day, and then before I go to bed at night, I take a good probiotic supplement, and you always want to take it. Well, nighttime's the best, because hopefully you have an empty stomach, or at least an hour before you eat or 2 hours after you eat. And in a moment, I'll tell you the one that I take and recommend.
That's interesting. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, we're talking about the healing power of probiotics, digestive enzymes, and fermented vegetables. Information is at her website, SusanSmithJones.com. She's the author of over 27 books, including her newly released trio set comprised of The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, Living on the Lighter Side, and Healthy, Happy, and Radiant at Any Age. You'll find that information, again, at the website. You mentioned fermented vegetables. That's actually a good source. I mean, we actually can incorporate a lot of this in our diet, can't we?
Oh, and it's so easy to do it. Well, first of all, let me say to you, I wish we had 3 hours. And because we don't, just today I posted, go to my website in the navigation bar, go to blog, and the first blog is all about probiotics, prebiotics, digestive enzymes, and everything you need to know, and go over to articles. And the 9th article down is the skinny on probiotics and digestive enzymes. The 10th article, Rick, is on fermented veggies. I give you recipes on how to make them in your kitchen. And then the 11th article is about raw foods to give you all those good digestive enzymes. But fermented food could be anything from yogurt to kefir to those kombucha drinks or miso or fermented veggies like kimchi or most people know sauerkraut. And what all these culinary treats share in common is that, let's say for the vegetables, is they share a process called lacto-fermentation. And when the fermentation occurs, the sugars and carbs in the food are converted to a new form. For example, fruit juice becomes what? I'm putting you on the spot. What do people love to drink with dinner that's red or white?
That would be your basic wine?
Wine, thank you. And grains conform to beer, transform. Vegetable sugars changed into preservative organic acids that extend the shelf life of the vegetables. Now, you know, sourdough also draws on fermentation, with the end result being delicious homemade bread. And as a process, when you ferment the food, it multiplies the vitamin C content and facilitates creating and the absorption of B vitamins. And fermented foods are so healthy for your body. And in fact, you know, I'll mention this, even a mere nibbling of a fermented side dish like sauerkraut or kimchi or yogurt, whatever it is, in the course of a regular meal can make a huge difference to the digestive process, because in as little as 24 hours of having, you know, nibbling on, like I always have raw sauerkraut here or kimchi, some form of it, in 24 hours it will make a significant difference in the gut flora composition, in your body.
Yes. You know, it's interesting because so often when you hear this, you're thinking, okay, I've got to have like 5 servings a day, that type of thing. And you're saying just a little can actually do a lot.
A little bit goes a long way. But you've got to remember, if you don't make it at home, and not many of us have time, to make fermented vegetables. So when you buy it at the supermarket or the health food store, you've got to make sure it's raw. You don't want pasteurized, let's say, sauerkraut. You've got to get a good source that has not been heated. And, you know, so you can have, like I'll have a salad every day, and I'll put a couple tablespoons of the fermented veggies. I love kimchi. You know, that's from Korea. And that might have in it, you know, all different kinds of vegetables from onions and carrots and cabbage. And I'll put 1 or 2 tablespoons on my salad, and that's all you need, or put it in a little side dish.
All of
and
this
it's
information.
It's not that expensive.
No, as you're going through those, it's like, boy, it's there if you get the right type. It's there. It will work for you. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. We're talking about the healing power of probiotics, digestive enzymes, and fermented vegetables. Information on the website, I was looking at it. There are a lot of good informational articles there on probiotics and various benefits to the body, the recipes that Dr. Susan was just talking about. A couple minutes left in the program. I want to talk about digestive enzymes. What are they, and how do they function in the body? Don't want to forget them.
Yeah. And again, I'll say this doesn't apply to you because you're younger than 35. But most people over 35 years old need to take digestive enzymes. They help break down fats, proteins, and carbohydrates in the food. And that allows the nutrients to be extracted and absorbed and carried through the bloodstream to the organs and cells of the body. If you have a hard time losing weight, two things just came into my mind. If you have a hard time losing weight, there's a good chance you need not only the probiotics, but digestive enzymes. And then also with the digestive enzymes, If you're low on them, and chances are you are if you're over 35, if you're low on them, that also wreaks havoc on the balance of the good bacteria in your gut. So I every day I take I take a probiotic supplement and digestive enzymes with each meal. And you know me, I like to take the best of the best, and I've really checked out products. So if you go to my blog, you'll see that I take one called E3 Probiotics 50 Billion. I take it for its potency, its purity, its simplicity, and its efficacy, because many probiotics on the market, Rick, you have to keep refrigerated. These are little capsules that don't need to be refrigerated, and you take one before you go to bed on an empty stomach, and within 24 hours and from then on, you'll wonder how you've lived without it. So you can, and the, I'll give you a telephone number, get out a pen and paper.
Okay.
And the digestive enzymes you take with your meal to help you get the nutrients out of your food. This company, the E3Live.com company, they're in Oregon, and I've taken their products for decades, but their toll-free number in United States and Canada is 888-800-7070. But even before you call, look at the first blog posted today, and then go over to articles, to the 9th and 10th article, and you can learn more about probiotics, digestive enzymes, and how probiotics help with happiness, depression, anxiety, ADHD, autism, diarrhea, allergies, cold and flu, weight loss, diabetes, dental health. We don't even have time to go through the studies today. Perhaps next time. Maybe we'll have more time to do that.
Well, and you talk about allergies and hay fever, too, something that people will be concerned about here coming up very shortly. In fact, the mild winter we're having, probably concerned about that now. So all of the benefits of probiotics, digestive enzymes, and fermented vegetables, all of the information we talked about on the program today, you will find at Dr. Susan's website, which is SusanSmithJones.com. While you're there, you want to sign up for the Healthy Living newsletter. Take you literally about 10 seconds to sign up. You'll be entered for a contest where you get a chance, a weekly drawing that you can have a one-on-one consultation with Dr. Susan. You'll get a chance to get all sorts of great information there as well, information on the book, the trio set we've talked about, Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, Living on the Lighter Side and Healthy, Happy, and Radiant at Any Age. Dr. Susan, it's always a pleasure. This is interesting because we hear so much. We're bombarded with commercials about probiotics. Probably most people don't know exactly what we're talking about. So we covered that, digestive enzymes and fermented vegetables on the show today. Great information as always. Thank you so much for joining us on the program today and look forward to having you back with us.
Thank you. Have a great month. I'll see you next month.
Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on This Week in America, website SusanSmithJones.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, of course, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.